Welcome back to another episode of The Playbook. Dave Meltzer here, and I had a chance to chat with Colton Haynes, star of Teen Wolf and Arrow. Colton shared about dealing with anxiety by living in truth, the book he's currently writing, and the one thing about acting he enjoys the most. So join us here at Desert Smash for all of that and more, only on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host and CEO of Sports One Marketing, David Meltzer.
All right, this is Dave Meltzer, CEO of Sports One Marketing, here with Entrepreneur The Playbook, and I am here, and I'm losing my mind again. I am here with Colton Haynes.
What's up?
What's up? At the Desert Smash? I didn't know you were a tennis player.
I am not.
Really?
Player. I am a... The announcer kind of, he said the funniest insult I've ever heard in my entire life, which is, Colton Haynes, he has a great house with no furniture.
That is that true?
Well, I have a great house with great furniture, but basically saying that
As a tennis player,
but I suck. So
speaking of looks, you started your career, you've been a model.
Back in the day, God, when I was 14, I started,
So you're not going to believe this, but one of my bucket list things was to be a model.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I finally did it. Redken is they're a sponsor here.
Yeah.
So they have a product called Camouflage, which is like a gray away.
Yeah.
So I finally got old enough and ugly enough where I could become a L'Oreal model. And I did this whole big thing with videos, how like you can, because I wrote a book called Manifest Anything You Desire.
Yeah.
It's called Connected to Goodness. I'm like, see, if this can be a model, right? This
is. Did that make it in the book?
Oh, no, because I wrote it beforehand.
You need to write a sequel.
Yeah.
You're now a model.
I am not.
So
hopefully when I go to these celebrity tournaments, they're going to say that, I have an apartment, no furniture or something.
I didn't understand what he was saying. And I was like, how does he know where I live?
Right, that's what I was trying to figure, but then I got it.
Oh, it's a diss. Okay, thanks.
Well,
appreciate it.
Being good looking is a diss. That's cool. Well, anyway.
I've gained 30 pounds in the past 4 months, so I'm just like.
You're a stud.
Probably because of this, so yeah.
I'll be with you tonight drinking. So it's interesting because a lot of people, they want to be either actors, entertainers, athletes, and it's a really challenging lifestyle.
Oh my God, it's so challenging.
And what's the hardest part about being, because you've been in Teen Wolf, successful, Arrow, I think it's your new starring role.
Yeah, I was on that show for a couple of years and then I just now went back. But I think it was so interesting for me kind of starting because I guess my first big show is Teen Wolf. And it's weird because I kind of never thought, I always wanted to act because I did Broadway when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I went through puberty at like 11, lost my voice, and then moved back to Kansas. And then I started Teen Wolf and it was like reignited this amazing kind of love that I have for acting. But I still I am an actor and I don't consider myself an actor because realistically I'm just saying lines in front of a camera. And
you're being yourself.
Yeah, I'm just being myself. But I just have so much fun doing it. And as long as I still love it, I'm going to keep doing it. But I've taken a bunch of time off here and there and figured out other things to do. And right now I'm doing that, but I don't know what else. I don't know. Maybe I could come work for you guys.
Yeah. So, get my card. We absolutely. A guy who can act can sell. So a natural like yourself. I grew up with a guy named Faison Love. Uh-huh. He's the big African-American guy in Elf. He played the security guard. So Faison and I. So I always tease him because he gets like $1 million a picture now. And I'm like, Faison, you big scam artist. I go, everyone thinks you're this great actor. I've known you since the seventh grade.
Yeah.
You're just being yourself.
You just have to really like fake people into hiring you.
Nice.
And then just keep hiring you. That's what I did. I literally just, I made friends with people who eventually, kind of came up with me and became producers. And now, thank God, I don't have to. If I had to like audition, I would never get a role. That's why every time I audition for things, I'm like, nope, sorry.
It's not worth it.
Yeah,
nice.
Pass out.
So. Well, you bring up a good point because I have a saying, be kind to your future self. And when people tell me that, these guys were brought up, and that's my career too, right? I had all these people I treated nicely, and now all of a sudden I have my own brand and my own shows, and for years I was just nice to all those people.
And you have to do that. It's funny, because everyone's like, I was telling you before we started, I was like, everyone's like, how come you haven't changed at all? How come you don't, like, why am I gonna change? Like, I don't think I worked with enough assholes. I don't want to become them, and I just want to still have fun, and if you're an asshole, then you're kind of a miserable person.
Well, you gave me a recommendation for my second book. My next book that's coming out is called Don't Do Business with Dicks.
That is
so amazing. I think that applies right to what you're talking about.
I'm actually writing a book called Hypocrite Therapy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had this thing. I don't know. I would always be telling people to not do things, and I'd be like, wait, I'm a fucking hypocrite. I do the same thing I'm telling them not to do. So, yeah, so I'm in the process of being that right now.
I love that. Yeah. I sign all of my emails unconditional. And my business partner is Warren Moon. I know you're not a football guy, but he's a famous Hall of Fame quarterback. Played in Kansas City for a little while. But he asked me, he goes, Dave, why'd you start, you know, putting unconditionally at every signature line? And I said, that's because I couldn't put hypocritically. That's what I really wanted to put.
Yeah.
And it's true, though. Now, you're, you know, a person who illuminates their flaws. We were talking about humanness, and you got to live life to the truth. So I know, like everyone else, you had anxiety in your life.
I don't think it goes away.
Really?
It's funny, like, it's something people are like, I left, you know, a couple shows that I was doing because I couldn't even, I don't know, it's funny because I talked really publicly about this, not maybe a year ago, and I was just like, I couldn't go to work because I would puke, I would faint, and I'd be like, what? Like, I couldn't even, I'd black out in the middle of, you know, lines and things like that. And I tried, you know, I've tried every medication, I've tried that, and I'm a massive fan of being on medication just because I think it really is a problem, a chemical imbalance in people's minds and their bodies. But yeah, I mean, I just had to talk about it because people kept saying, you're being dramatic, you're being this, you're being that. I'm like,
overactor,
I'm not sweating or, like, you know, lying on the ground shaking because I'm being dramatic. So
right, but it did manifest itself in a physical way, though. It did, beyond passing out and puking. Didn't you have, like, an ulcer or something?
I have an ulcer still.
Wow.
It's just because I think especially in a business, obviously with what you do, I'm not saying you have an ulcer.
My family, ulcers run in my family. My dad, my grandfather, even my little brother had childhood ulcers.
Yeah.
So it's something, when I read about it, I'm like, damn, because I, for whatever reason, either I have, like, a cast iron stomach, or later on in life I learned to meditate, which helped me.
I
self-medicated, by the way, for a good 5 or 6 years.
Yeah,
so that may have helped as well.
Now I found
that tequila did
a good job. I don't think that they're
it's lemonade.
I think it's literally lemonade. I'm like, this isn't working, and I have to play with Serena in a minute.
Oh no.
For in an hour, so she wouldn't care, but
it'll help. Yeah. Let's go back to, you know, playbook. You know, it's a highly competitive field, and you started at a young age. I've been in and out of it for a young age. Tell me if you were going to give advice to your 14-year-old self, looking back on this great career of yours, ups and downs, but what kind of playbook would you tell your 14-year-old self to follow?
Oh, gosh, I would definitely say, I mean, stretch.
me too.
Don't eat how I eat now. Eat healthy. Do not eat Taco Bell, even though it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the world.
Shameless plug for Taco Bell. I loved it.
I got into a Twitter fight with Taco Bell because they were like, because I said I was talking shit about them, and I was like, do not tweet me. Leave me alone. And they were like, we'll send you a thing. And I'm like, I don't want any more. I've gained too much weight. But so I think my 14-year-old self, also be more authentic to yourself, because I got in this industry and was always being told by my entire team, you know, you can't be yourself, you can't be this, you can't, you know, lower your voice for certain things. We're going to give you a million different girlfriends, and you're going to date them. But whenever I, you know, came out and was just more authentic to myself, my life changed. It was this thing where, you know, I wasn't defined by any, I had no boundaries. And like, literally right after it happened, I got 2 big movie offers. I got American Horror Story with Ryan Murphy.
Right?
It was just this amazing thing where I'm not any different. I still act exactly the same. I just, you know, am actually myself. And, you know, I had a very supportive family. Well, not at the beginning. not at all. But I moved in with a couple people in my family and just moved different high schools, and everything was great. So once I moved out of Kansas, I moved to Florida, then to Texas, and I just got to be myself. And then I moved to Hollywood, and I didn't get to be myself for like 10 years. So.
Right.
Yeah, but now it's everything. The rules are changing, and people are just...
It's awesome.
Yeah, so I would definitely tell my 14-year-old self just to be yourself and not really... Honestly, if people have issues with the way you're living your life, it's not their business.
And it's so hard. I have 4 kids, so I have an 18-year-old daughter who, you know, is a freshman, and we had that conversation because she reminds me of myself when I was younger, and I know better than to use that old, well, when I was your age, and I'm trying to empower her to understand, like, not to care what people think. Like, I believe you should listen to what people say to you because of awareness, right?
Yeah.
I want to hear all the positive and all the negative,
because
I like the feedback,
but I can find a middle ground.
In the end, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I find that the most successful people in every single field, and we're lucky, we get CEOs, we get actors, we get great athletes, but they all have certain things in common. I'm going to give you some of these words, and you tell me if it's something you live by. One, persistence.
Oh, gosh, that's one of the biggest things, of course. Yeah, persistence. Oh, God, I had to try a million times before I got one yes, and it was... I think I was an extra in Transformers, so it was just trying a million times to be an extra. That's how hard I worked, and then eventually the yeses kept coming.
Okay, how about this word, consistent?
Consistent is one I would like to tell myself to be more of. I don't know. I back away on a lot of things whenever I start to get a little bit down on myself. So I wish I could be a little more consistent and just kind of keep looking forward. But then I kind of screw myself over a little bit.
Your philosophy on pursuing your potential.
I need to work a lot harder to pursue my potential because I don't know. I think I just have this thing where I always try to find the easy way out, which is a horrible, horrible, horrible.
Do you think that's because people? Because you know, I find a lot of people that have young success, right? It's been easy for you, so you consistently kind of go to the path of least resistance.
That's exactly what I do, and it's one of my main flaws of the many. And it's funny. My manager's actually here. I was just playing tennis with him. Not, well, I wasn't playing with him because he's so good. They're trying to constantly, you know, help me see the potential of myself. But when I have all these other things that I've been doing for a while, and they're just coming back at me, being like, "Hey, come back to this show. Come back to this." It's hard to say no. So I need to be a lot more consistent. So
how old are you right now?
I'm 29.
29. That's it. So you're hitting that age. You and I, when I hit 29, I had the same thing. So I could not gain. I played football in college and I couldn't gain weight. So my eating habits were horrendous. Right?
They'd have me eat those
big burritos.
Possibly wish for.
Yeah, it was awesome until you start realizing. Because I had a father that had the same thing. He said, "Well, wait till you're 30." And I'm like, in my mind, first of all, I worked out all the time. And I'm like, there's no way I'm ever going to stop working out. My metabolism is going to slow down. Now I'm 50. I look at food. I love McDonald's. So that's
I love McDonald's too.
And I look at it. I love Warren Buffett because he can eat McDonald's and live forever. And he doesn't seem that fat either. But I ate so much when I was little. And
people always say that. They're like, "Oh, wait till you're 30. Well, I waited till I was 28. And then it was like, I can't take my shirt off anymore. I'm like, this is really awkward. And then it just gets worse. And I blame it on everything. My doctor, it's like a stand-up routine when I go into it. Because he's like, "What's your thing now?" He's like, what are you going to, what's your excuse now? And I make up all this crazy shit. But,
And what are you going to work on next? Like, you have a goal? Do you have a project you want to pursue?
So I'm going to go back. I'm trying to work on the book. And then on top of that, I'll go back for Horror Story. Mm-hmm. This will be my second season doing that, and then I'll go back to Arrow.
So nice.
I'm going back to some stuff that I've done, you know, in the past. So much
fun. It pays, right?
Yeah, you got to go with, you know, you got a house and a, you know, potential family and all this stuff. You got to figure everything out. So
yeah, especially in 29.
Yeah, I mean, but it's super, super safe space and things I love and people I love. And so that's pretty much it. And then trying to improve my tennis game.
How often do you play?
I used to play all the time, but I'm kind of just... It's so funny because everyone thinks that I show up and they think I'm good because I have like the outfits and Serena's rackets and my and all stuff, and then I just tank. So
But you played tennis when you were young.
I played tennis up until I was a senior. So in high school I was good, but then I just stopped playing. So
You know, it's interesting because I get a lot of athletes and everybody says, "Oh, you know, in high school I was good." And every level, and this is what your opinion in entertainment, and I think it's harder if you're really good looking. And you know, not to embarrass you, like you might think that you're fat now, but I love the line from David Letterman when Brad Pitt was on and he's like, "Oh, you're so good looking, of course." And he looked at him and he looked at me and he goes, "Do you know how many good looking guys there are in the world?" He goes, "I'm a great actor." I mean, you get your jobs, you know, whether it's natural, you know, or trained, it doesn't matter. You know, I've watched, you know, teenage daughters, so I've watched your stuff, and you know, you're a good actor, and it probably helps when you're a good actor and good looking. But then there's good actors that aren't good looking that fit certain roles as well.
It's definitely, you know, I mean, there's been all these actors who say, "Oh, it's so hard because when you're good looking, you don't get roles," but really, like,
I have no problem getting roles. No,
but it's funny, but like, no, I'm not, I don't know. In the past, it's hard to be, for people to relate to someone who looks like Brad Pitt.
Right.
So it's kind of, I mean, the stuff I've been doing, if I'm going to do teenage television and things like that for a while, I mean, I guess it would work in your favor, but it's hard for people to take you seriously because they hear, oh, you're a model. They don't hear, like, I got a 32 on my ACT, so.
Which is really good, by the way.
So I'm like, yeah, so, but yeah, it's
I was like, Kobe Bryant, you know, had a 1490 on his SAT.
Oh, yeah. And Kobe won a freaking Oscar.
Yeah, then people are pissed off.
I was watching and I was like, what the heck? yeah, but I think, I mean, obviously, you know, looks go hand in hand with this industry. I think people pay way too much attention to it, but if you can at least not take yourself too seriously and, you know, not buy into all the hype or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure it's helped me get roles, but I really...
What's your favorite part about acting?
Besides craft service, my favorite part about acting is... What is my favorite part of acting? I think it's just meeting the people because it's really cool because I, on the every project I've worked with, I've become best friends with at least two or three. And it's
nice.
So fun for me this year. I got married last year. And just to look out and see three people from that show, five people from that
nice.
Show. And you really, you gain families over there.
But that's how you build your career, you said.
Yeah,
you made kind of your future self, all these people you met, they, you know, I say elevate others to elevate yourself.
Yeah, it's so true.
And
like, I got a role because I said something stupid at an award show. And someone literally was like, that was funny. And then I got a call like a week later saying, do you want to do this movie? And I was like, what? I'm like, idolize this person. So I was like, yeah, of course. So
that's
really
awesome.
It's just trying to be yourself and not take yourself too seriously.
Ah, that's all about me. Last
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
What legacy? I know you're only 29 years old. What legacy do you want to leave?
What legacy do I want to leave? These are great questions.
It's not my first rodeo.
I know. Obviously, it's not. Gosh. The legacy I want to leave? God, it's such a great question.
Take
just
your time.
I don't know. I want people to know that I have always like been, you know, caring and always been nice and always tried to really like treat others how they're going to be treated, and also just to be outspoken and not, don't be afraid to like have fun and like, cuss and
nice cuss.
I don't know.
The legacy of cussing.
It's just like, I don't know. Just, yeah, I don't, something like that.
Well, I have to tell you, I had Dennis Rodman on here and
yeah. He
swore a lot, but you definitely,
like,
I think kindness,
yeah.
kindness, you know, just your ability to be honest.
Yeah, oh, I'm really,
you know, and
honest.
You're freak, which is awesome. And I think
you'll
create a great legacy, and I hope that you don't quit on the acting side. And I do, meditation may be my only advice to you.
Everyone says that, and I try. And it makes me angry.
Oh,
so
yeah. First person
like,
I met,
like,
meditation.
Like mindfulness. And I'm like, I have the app.
You have a headspace or something?
I have headspace.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, am I supposed to just sit here? I need to go
just so you know,
when
I was the same way until I was 38 years old,
yeah.
and somehow it just took, and over the last decade especially, because I was like on my way to Ulcerville for sure, and Anxietyville, and blame, shame, and justification,
yeah.
but hopefully if you keep it available as you get older, and don't quit on the Taco Bell or McDonald's, because I think there's an energy and a happiness that comes from those great foods.
But it doesn't
just in moderation.
It just stays inside.
In moderation.
It's like when you swallow gum, it doesn't go away for 7 years.
Right.
It's like every time I have Taco
That's
Bell.
That's a Taco. You're gonna get all these tweets now from Taco Bell.
No, because we're gonna fight.
Wait,
Taco Bell, if you come after me again, that'd be for a really good amount of money.
Yeah. Well, I'm an agent, so call me and we'll work a Taco Bell deal or a McDonald's deal.
I feel like Josh Duhamel's almost done with his deal with Taco Bell.
Right.
So I'm free.
There you go.
I'll like you again if you give me a bunch of money.
Dave Meltzer with Colton here on Entrepreneur The Playbook.
As always, thanks for tuning in. And remember to subscribe on your favorite platform so you can catch new episodes airing every Tuesday.